The clouds above are gathering, thunder rolling like a drum, and it's a shame that I had to disappear. The last exit, the last exit.
Area 54.
Champagne Corvette. The light in my life is going out tonight without a flicker of regret.
Without a flicker of regret.
I sleep 3 feet above the street in the pink champagne Corvette. Fly out into space. Listen to the music. The stars are made. Got a flicker of green.
Yeah.
You come with your evilest plan to overthrow Ayman. I'm really not afraid, 'cause Cha-Cha, Cha-Cha got the whole wide world in his hand. What done on a Mr. Wicked Man? No, Levi, you wicked man. I'm a king in my empire, so you can't, whoa, you can't push I over. What ta 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 ta.
That was a band called Rhythm and Sound. The song's called King in My Empire, remixed by Burial. That's off of Late Night Tales, Chip Late Night Tales. And you'd expect these guys to pick some really good music, because Chop Chip, just they just draw from so many different genres.
That's interesting. It's an interesting album. The first time I was listening to it, I thought, it's okay. There's three Hot Chip tracks on there as well. They mixed through it. But I just had it in the background, and then I kept going like, who's this? And I went back, and I go, oh, it's that Hot Chip, Late Night Tales. So obviously they're pulling me in here. They're drawing. Yeah. It's definitely a draw.
They listen to a lot of different music. And you can tell by the Hot Chip music over the years that they are aficionados of their genre, but they also like other genres as well, and are pretty open-minded guys.
Yeah.
Pretty fun.
And the Late Night Tales, it's been a successful series.
Yeah, and it's they've drawn from new artists, and they're really good at picking the ones that like their craft, because this is a good album. Eric Hilton before that, speaking of liking his craft and really staying true to his sound, off his album The Impossible Silence, played a song for you called Acetone Dub. We know now where our fondness for Thievery Corporation came from. It was from Eric Hilton. Good job, Eric. Staying the course. And COVID has been good to him, because it gave him a chance to go back to maybe some of the outtakes that they didn't want to put on Thievery Corporation albums, and come out with some of his own stuff. So pretty good releases from him, and maintaining that sound, that DC sound we've come to know and love. Radio Department from Sweden did a song called Let Me Have This off the album I Don't Need Love, I've Got My Band. That's perfect. And The Avalanches, Running Red Lights, is featuring Rivers Cuomo, and it's off of their album We Will Always Love You. A lot of good tracks on this Avalanches album. It's all over the place. Something for everybody on it, though. And they're the type of music, if you put this in Spin Cycle and they come up, you'll always be looking at your playlist going, who is this? Oh, it's Avalanches. Of course it's this album, We Will Always Love You. Because there's some really good songs on it. They're all different. Tycho before that did a song called Japan. That was the Satin Jackets remix, and we started off the whole set long ago, six songs ago, with Steel Corners. The song's called The Last Exit, its title track off their album.
Yeah, if you like Mazzy Star and a little twangy guitar, I do. You like Steel Corners. We've talked about this before. This is their last in the trilogy of the sound, so I don't know if they're going to change their sound or if this was the theme that they were going with these last couple albums. I like them all. There's some cool tracks on there.
Yeah.
It's one of those. I do like it if you put it in on shuffle with a couple other songs.
Sure. And it's the last exit. It's their last exit before they go back to Happy House.
I doubt they're going to change their sound. We'll
probably
see.
Not.
We'll see what the next CD is going to be like. Happy House. I don't see them doing that.
I don't see them doing that either.
Not at all. All right. Well, speaking of happy house, Jacques Green, he can do some happy house tracks, can't he?
not on this one, but
not on this one. But I mean, he's got some happy, he's got some housey tracks.
He is pretty trippy. This album, this new album of his, is really kind of ethereal. I like it though.
Okay, not happy house.
No,
not this track. Star. Nope. The song's called Stars, and the album's called Don Course. Let's listen to it.